Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. Father, we thank you, Father, for this opportunity. We ask you to bless us. Give us wisdom, Lord. We're searching for truth here. And we thank you, Lord, for bringing it to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I'm going to mostly continue with nuclear exchange with Russia. Number two here. I'm going to start with something else, though. Hurricane Michael sign, we called it. This was a revelation given to Michelle Rogers on 11/20/2018. And, of course, we know R. Eve also had a revelation concerning that, too. And Michelle said on October the 10th, 2018, Hurricane Michael hit the Florida Panhandle as an unprecedented Category 5 storm with sustained winds of 161 miles per hour. The storm left a path of destruction along the coastline with some of the worst damage in Panama City and Mexico Beach. Before it hit, I felt a quickening in my spirit that the Lord wanted to show me something and that I was to pay attention to it in addition to praying. And she gave Psalm 19:1-2, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge." The name of the storm was Michael, and it means godlike or who is like God. It made landfall directly over Tyndall Air Force Base. Online radar photos showed the base directly under the eye of the storm, like a tiny iris in the middle of an eye. The news reported that every single building on the base sustained major structural damage. The name Tyndall is associated with the Tyndall effect, which is a scientific phenomenon in which light is scattered by particles of matter in its path. It enables a beam of light to become visible by illuminating particles such as dust or water molecules. A video demonstrating the Tyndall effect shows how a beam of light shining through a beaker of water cannot be seen at all, but once certain particles are introduced into the water, the beam is illuminated. It is the scientific phenomenon that causes a lighthouse beam to shine through the fog, and it creates the beautiful rays of sunshine that beam out from behind the clouds. I saw the introduction of particles representing the introduction of storms and hard times, causing the light to shine more brightly in the midst of the darkness. The dust particles of hard times will only serve to reveal the light of the world in the midst of it, all as demonstrated by the Tyndall effect. The storm also created a great deal of destruction to the homes on Panama Beach. Panama means straw hat. At first, I could not see what would be significant about a straw hat, but then I immediately thought of the helmet of salvation. And I felt he was saying that those who did not have their thoughts covered by the hope of his salvation were wearing straw hats on their minds that would be shredded in the power of the coming storms. Well, my thought is that a hat also deflects the light of the sun, S-U-N/S-O-N. And we had a dream that the Gulf Coast of Florida went underwater and people were found floating, dead floating, with wide-brim straw hats. And I believe at the time this represented that the sun had become very fierce. Now, and we know today that UV rays have climbed and climbed and climbed, and they're off the chart now. So this is true. The sun is very destructive now. Okay, back to our revelation here. Every thought must be covered by his helmet of salvation, which is the victory of the cross of Christ, that overcome the old man and the power of the sin and death, darkness, and spiritual oppression of every kind. The helmet covers our minds so that we can wield the sword of the Spirit and raise the shield of faith. Of course, a straw hat doesn't do much for a sword, right? So that's why it's a helmet, right? A real defense, right? Ephesians 6 and 17 says, "And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." And 1 Thessalonians 5, 7 through 9, "For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that are drunken in the night. But let us, since we are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation." Amen. Someone who is asleep and not sober is like a person wearing a straw hat in a storm. Yeah. And she puts Psalm 62, 1 and 2 here. My soul waiteth in silence for God only. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my high tower. I shall not be greatly moved. In the days following this unprecedented storm, one house made national headlines. This one home was the only house standing on Mexico Beach after the storm hit. It was designed by two Christian doctors, Dr. King and Dr. Lackey, who built it above code to survive the big one, according to the article. The names of these two doctors are very informative as well. Dr. King is obvious. Lackey comes from the word laquay, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, and is a uniformed manservant, the modern connotation of servile follower, appeared later in 1588, unquote. The dictionary goes on to say that the word may have originated from the medieval French word laquais, which means foot soldier, servant. In the German language, the word is Lakai, that denotes a liveried manservant in the service of a monarch or prince. So, taken together, the two names bring to mind a bondservant of the king, or the king's manservant, or servile follower of the king. Okay. So, the point can be made here, I'm thinking, that the well-built house will not give way to the storm. In other words, it's not somebody with a straw hat on expecting to survive a storm, right? So, Michelle leaves this word here, Luke 7, 24 and 26. "Everyone, therefore, that heareth these words of mine and doeth them shall be likened unto a wise man who built his house upon the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon the rock. And everyone that heareth these words of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and smote upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall thereof." The storm also hit on 10/10/18. 10 is the number for law, and this storm hit on double tens. So I felt that it was pointing to coming judgment that is needed to bring people to the Lord. and to wake up those who are sleeping, like any good father would do. Hebrews 12:8 says, "But if you are without chastening, whereof all have been made partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons." Okay, the warning that was coming through loud and clear back in 2018 still rings true, although the time is late. I am putting all of this together and hearing another alarm sounding. I hear an unmistakable clarion call to be ready. It is time to seek God with all of our hearts. If we are distracted, we are wearing straw hats. And if we are half-hearted and compromising, we are not wearing the helmet of salvation. The darkness is getting darker, and only those who are abiding in the secret place will stand, just as the house stood on Mexico Beach. And those who are serving the Lord and nothing else will be able to withstand the winds. And I think the winds are not only disasters, but darkness, hatred, strife, temptation, pressure, and anything the enemy wants to throw at us. Well, we know what the enemy wants to throw at us, right? And what they have been throwing at us. Because his time is short. Amen. Well, Michelle was not associated with UBM when she had this revelation. And about a month earlier, Eve had a dream about this same storm, which also has a good warning for us. And we called her revelation Hurricane Michael and Operation Warp Speed. And Eve got this on 10, 16, and 18. I dreamed that I was talking to David about the Hurricane Michael event that wiped out Mexico Beach, Panama City, and Tyndall Air Force Base in Florida. Michael means who is like God. Interesting, they came up with this same thing here, right? And the storm that is upon us is bringing God's judgment upon the U.S. especially, but also the rest of the world. As goes the U.S., so goes the world. Well, in that hurricane, which did not act like any previous hurricane, I followed hurricanes quite a bit since I lived on the Gulf, and we got them regularly, you know. Large buildings were wrecked with many deep state jets of different kinds destroyed. And I saw the pictures of this back then, covered with the roof of the building on these very expensive jets that probably the administration wanted to take out. Don't know if they were able to control their storm, but they did control it to do that. Suddenly, Father began showing me that what really happened. He took me up into the atmosphere and shrunk me down on a molecular level to the size of these molecules. In hindsight, I believe the storm was Operation Warp Speed, which Trump signed off on, which appears to have brought a vaccine-induced plague and resulting vaccine mandates and medical tyranny upon the world. Well, I read that Trump says that they deceived him, and I don't doubt that. They're pretty professional at that. And they say that if Trump did not sign off on that vaccine, that the House was going to make it compulsory and many more people would have died. Well, I don't doubt that either. I read a pretty long explanation of it, and it seems pretty true. Although he had a vaccine made that was not deadly, also, and they did use it. And many people did not feel any effects, you know. So, but Cyrus is doing his job, and the Lord always spoke well of that job in his word. We just ask the Lord to let the truth come out no matter who it catches. But I've pointed out to you that we're talking about two beast kingdoms here. The Babylonian Empire being conquered by the Medo-Persian Empire. They were both beast kingdoms. We just prefer the Medo-Persians under Cyrus to the totally satanic and evil deep state. Amen? And we know that this is not going to last. We know that the time will come when this beast here will also be trying to bring us into their one world order empire. Right? So Eve went on to say, "This strange place had the colors of a rainbow like an aura, and I saw particles that had been discovered by scientists, but their existence had not been disclosed to the public. They were white, but had the appearance of mother of pearl at different angles. Doctors have described seeing rainbow colors and translucent particles in vaccine droplets under the microscope." "And Father spoke behind me in a deep booming voice that made everything in this place shudder and move all around with excitement. He said, they have modified and weaponized these particles." So Eve puts in parenthesis here, these injections aren't vaccines. They are binary biological weapons that are currently killing tens of thousands of people. And now that people have gotten the boosters, they will kill hundreds of thousands. I will update that for you. It's now millions are reported to have already died. Okay. And we're just starting in the time when this will really kill a lot of people. Okay. So unless they do something unforeknown, med beds or whatever, I don't know. There's going to be many millions of people dead. So Eve went on to say, "He brought me up close to one of them, and it had a fluidity to it and was similar to a jellyfish. It would change from a mushroom shape to a bullet shape, and with very short tentacles at its end. It seemed to have intelligence and could change shape to propel itself through space." Well, these are the Hydra vulgaris immortal, as they call them, which they have seen under the microscope. I'll put a video here. You can look at it. It's very interesting. So there's a good fulfillment of this. And the drug companies have put into these so-called vaccines, these Hydra vulgaris immortal, you know, creatures. Okay. "I watched as the particle started out in a mushroom shape but changed into a bullet shape." Well, that kind of symbolizes a weapon, right? Mushrooms you can eat. Bullets you don't want to eat, right? So, and it was drawn into a narrow slit all around the circumference of a large metallic man-made saucer-shaped weapon in the atmosphere. Now, I don't know whether you know it or not, but our U.S. government has been hiding saucers, flying saucers, and which I believe the demons gave to them, okay, just like they gave the hydrogen bomb, right? "It was then compressed down with millions of like particles in some sort of centrifuge funnel or barrel and then directed and streamed to the earth. Centrifuges are used in labs to spin down and separate fluids from suspended particles." Well, they actually separate the suspended particles because of the centrifugal force that forces these particles to the outside while all the liquid stayed on the inside, right? "They are able to aerosolize these spike proteins and spray them from the air upon population centers or conventions where people are gathered. these spike proteins have been proven to be able to penetrate the skin. And I'll put a link to a video there too. And enter people's bodies that way also. And she has here a drawing of what she saw. Pretty interesting. Father spoke again and said, President Trump has been briefed on and knows about this technology and has signed off on its use upon the state of Florida. Okay, the name Florida means full of flowers and is representing a plan for global population reduction. In other words, all flesh on earth. 1 Peter 1:24. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory thereof is the flower of grass, and the grass withereth, and the flower falleth. I then had an open vision of President Trump with one of his generals standing over him on his left. He was signing off on the orders to use this technology on the state of Florida. And she says, it's looking like Father was showing us a parable through the storm of Hurricane Michael. In this dream of the mass vaccination campaign and mandates that are being forced on the entire population of the world. According to Wikipedia, on May the 15th, 2020, President Donald Trump officially announced the public-private partnership. The purpose of Operation Warp Speed was to coordinate health and human services wide efforts, including the NIH, the ACTIV partnership for vaccine and therapeutic development, the NIH RADx initiative for diagnostic development. Did they deceive Trump, or was he involved? Well, we pray the truth comes out no matter who is responsible. We know that Cyrus was a strong warrior to bring down the deep state Babylonians of his day. And he is certainly that in this day. And one day we will find all these out, you know, why this and why that and whatever, you know. Goals, Eve wrote. According to the Department of Health and Human Services fact sheet, the main stated goal of Operation Warp Speed was to produce and deliver 300 million doses of safe and effective vaccines with the initial doses available by January 2021. As part of a broader strategy to accelerate the development, manufacturing, and distribution of COVID-19 vaccines, therapeutics, and diagnostics. Mm-hmm. Well, he may have just thought of it in this way. It's possible. Specific targets, as outlined in various media, included support pharmaceutical companies of seven different vaccine candidates simultaneously and certain therapeutic compounds. Another bullet point, support several vaccine manufacturers for rapid scale-up of manufacturing capacity. Another, support organization and facilitate simultaneous FDA review of phase 1 through 3 clinical trials on several of the most promising vaccine candidates. Phases 1, 2, and 3, in which phase 1 is the placebo, phase 2 is the low dose of spike protein, and phase 3 is the full dose of the spike protein, are all being rolled out simultaneously. And this is why some people have no side effects because they received a placebo, and others have varying degrees and severity of side effects. Facilitate, another bullet point here, facilitate manufacturing vaccine candidates while they remain pre-approved during pre-final clinical research to prepare for rapid deployment if proven to be safe and effective. I believe that they did deceive him. To what extent, I do not know. Okay. Another bullet point, coordinate with the Department of Defense for vaccine supply, production, and deployment around the United States, and track every vaccine vial and the injection schedule for each American receiving their vaccination. And this is what was happening in the dream with the general standing to Trump's left. Here is a link to a BitChute video showing how the vaccinated are emitting Bluetooth codes. Yeah. Well, we pray that the tracking of these deadly bioweapons is made widely known and understood. So, back to Eve's bioweapon attack dream. Then I was back in our physical realm trying to explain to David what Father had just shown me, but he couldn't understand the technology or what I was trying to describe and couldn't believe that Trump would do such a thing to the American people. Well, I have read all of the verses of God's opinion of Cyrus, and it's all good. He doesn't claim that he is a Christian, but he respected the God of Israel. Okay, and do I believe that he could be deceived by their witchcraft? Why, yes, I do, and I think I prayed for him today not to be deceived by witchcraft. Some of his generals wanted him to go much faster against the deep state and even would put DeSantis in his place if he didn't. So I prayed for the witchcraft coming against his mind. We know that it's come against us, and we've had to cast it down. All the witches of the world are behind the deep state, friends. Don't think that they can't throw something on you. So keep praying for President Trump that he doesn't give in to any of their witchcraft and that he is protected from it. So I've seen it happen with our local faction. They throw witchcraft prayers at us all the time, as God has revealed. And then she said, I woke up. This dream is much clearer now than when I first had it, since Hydra has now been discovered in the vaccine vials. Yeah, praise the Lord. That was a very true prophetic utterance there. Back in 2018, time will tell concerning this dream above, and I believe both sides have these weapons and more exotic ones, as Eve saw, and God will make use of them to bring a chastening to America and the church. But revival will come afterwards. So this was my note back in 2018. And, of course, we did see after that the revelation of the Hydra come forth. So as we have seen, again back in 2018, as we have seen in the type of Jesus' ministry, Jesus and the man-child will bring the revival. And I believe the deep state is using threats from the earthquakes and new plagues to stop the alliance from rounding these criminals up for prosecution and execution and bringing in the new economy, which effectively cuts out the deep state. I made that comment back then, but I still believe it now. And Eve said, I asked Father for a word by faith at random concerning Trump's signing of the order to use this technology on Florida, and my finger was on, remove thy way far from her, in Proverbs 5 and 8, and in context 4 through 14. And she said, the American harlot is still a harlot no matter how much you love her and want to see her restored. Her ways will still bring you down to death if you aren't sanctified. Yes, that's true. So we're going to start in verse 4 of her text. But in the end, she is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps take hold on Sheol, so that she findeth not the level path of life. Her ways are unstable, and she knoweth it not. Now therefore, my sons, hearken unto me, and depart not from the words of my mouth. Remove thy way far from her. In other words, come out from among them. You know, don't pledge allegiance to this thing, any of these beasts, you know, which have been in control and are now in control. Don't pledge allegiance to any of them. We can only believe and be allegiant to the Lord. But we don't even promise that, because, as you know, we can be very ignorant of what we're doing. This has been proven. So remove thy way far from her, and come not nigh the door of her house, lest thou give thine honor unto others, and thy years unto the cruel, lest strangers be filled with thy strength, and thy labors be in the house of an alien. And thou mourn at thy latter end, when thy flesh and thy body are consumed, and say, how have I hated instruction? This so fits the problems between man and a physical harlot as it does man and the spiritual harlot. It so fits both. And say, how have I hated instruction? Oh my gosh, how many Christians are dead now because they hated the instruction of the Lord and trusted in the arm of the flesh? And my heart despised reproof. How many people told them, don't do it, don't do it. Neither have I obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined mine ear to them that instructed me. I was well nigh in all evil in the midst of the assembly and congregation. So you said, I asked Father for a word by faith at random concerning the Hurricane Michael event, and my finger was on, all things come alike to all, in Ecclesiastes 9 and 2. And we'll look in context 1 through 3. For all this I laid to my heart, even to explore all this, that the righteous and the wise and their works are in the hand of God. Whether it be love or hatred, man knoweth it not. All is before them. All things come alike to all. There is one event to the righteous and to the wicked, to the good and to the clean, and to the unclean, to him that sacrifices and him that sacrificeth not. As is the good, so is the sinner, and he that sweareth and he that feareth an oath. This is an evil in all that is done under the sun, that there is one event unto all. Yea, also the heart of the sons of men is full of evil, and madness is in their heart while they live. And after that, they go to the dead. That's the one event right there, the dead. Okay, now I want to share with you another revelation given to Michelle Rogers, 2007, America and the Titanic. What we called it. I awoke one morning in 2007 and I immediately saw the Titanic. It was tipped over with the stern of the ship high in the air, and I heard these words, "This is America." I asked the Lord to confirm that this word was from Him, and the next day when I went to church, the pastor preached on the sinking of the Titanic. He was challenging the congregation to be one of those people who courageously risks their lives to help others. I accepted this as confirmation and believed that the Lord was saying that the Titanic was also a prophetic sign for America. I believe that too. In fact, I preached that too. America will not be saved, but the elect will. Just remember that. Much later, in 2019, the Lord spoke to me from Ezekiel 16 about America in general, and more specifically about the spiritual idolatry of Christians in America. It was a continuation of this word about America sinking like the Titanic, although Americans tend to believe that this nation is unsinkable. Yeah, just like the engineer who helped build the Titanic. I built an unsinkable boat, and of course, it sunk. Bad thing to do. And here are some of the key scriptures to try to capture what he was saying. Ezekiel 16 and 8. Now when I passed by these, I looked upon thee, and behold, thy time was the time of love. And I spread my skirt over thee, and covered thy nakedness. Yea, I swear unto thee, and entered into covenant with thee, says the Lord, and thou becamest mine. And Ezekiel 16:17-19. Thou didst also take thy fair jewels of my gold and my silver, which I had given thee, and madest for thee images of men, and didst play the harlot with them. And thou tookest thy broidered garments and coveredst them, and didst set mine oil and mine increase before them. Well, we know that Americans have idolized presidents, and Christians have idolized preachers, and we know this because they take the word of these men over the word of God. My bread also, which I gave thee, fine flour, oil, and honey, wherewith I fed thee. Thou didst even set it before them for a sweet savor. And thus it was, says the Lord. And she went on to say, the Lord was impressing on my heart that he has given many gifts and blessings to his people, and he has tenderly saved, healed, and delivered them. But due to a love for the world, the beauty that he bestows that should be stored up for him alone is poured out on other lovers. And we are to be a garden enclosed for him. Song 4:12. These lovers are things like seeking the praise of man, living for money, mixing with the love of the things of the world, and drifting from our first love. Amen. I felt the Lord's grief over this idolatry as well as his grief over the correction that is needed. And by the way, that he must send. He is sending the correction. Okay. Do we recognize it? I hope so. Going on in the text here, especially as expressed in these verses in Isaiah 48:17-18. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord thy God, who teacheth thee to profit, who leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. Oh, that thou hadst hearkened to my commandments! Then had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. There are many who wish now that they had obeyed the scriptures that was given to them by the people who warned them against these vaccines. Yeah. I felt the Lord was saying that the coming judgments were for correction, and I was comforted by these final verses in this tragic chapter, Ezekiel 16:62. And I will establish my covenant with thee, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord, and that thou mayest remember and be confounded, and never open thy mouth any more because of thy shame, when I have forgiven thee all that thou hast done, says the Lord. So true. Okay, now I want to share this revelation, which was given to Marie Kelton, 5/25/22. We called it Business is Closed, a Crash is Coming. And she said, I had a dream that I was driving my car at night. I believe this is representing the dark days that are fast approaching. I was at the intersection of the light that goes past my job at Food City. Well, an intersection represents the crossroads that we are currently at in history. Many will have to choose which direction that they will go, especially when it comes to food. My job was closed as there were no lights on inside and the parking lot was empty. I think the businesses will be shut down soon. Those who are settled on their lease will be disturbed and distressed. There will be mass unrest and food scarcity. Zephaniah 1:12 comes to mind, and it shall come to pass at that time that I will search Jerusalem with lamps, and I will punish the men that are settled on their lees, that say in their heart, the Lord will not do good, neither will he do evil. We know some people like that. Yeah. I had the right of way because the light was green. And as I was driving, an old-fashioned light brown car that was leaving my workplace parking lot hit me on the driver's side of my vehicle. I think that the light brown car represents the factious leftist Nazis in the government and the church who try to force their criminality on others. It was trying to turn in front of me even though it didn't have the right of way. And then I woke up. Well, that's what they do. They don't have the right of way and they don't have the right, but they do very despicably. Okay. Don Laughlin on 5/28/22 had this revelation that we called an angel measures out double judgment on the world rulers. And he starts out, I had a dream. Well, I here is Donald, and that means world ruler, and I believe he represents the worldwide rulers of the earth in this dream. I had a dream that my wife, that was Merlene, which means bird of prey, like the American eagle, and I were laying on our sides on the quilt on the bed facing each other about 2 feet apart. Then a person who was wearing light clothing and an old-style apron walked in carrying a large black pitcher. Well, I think as we will see, this represents an angel sent by God to pour out judgment between the eagle of America and the world ruling elites. Then the person stopped about Merlene's middle and stretched over Merlene with an arm and quickly poured what looked like syrup into a 2-cup Pyrex measuring cup, which was equal distance from each of us. I think the 2-cup measure represents a double portion of judgment. Not to them physically, of course. They were representing something here. It could not have taken more than about 6 seconds. Well, speaking of Babylon, God said in Isaiah 47:9, but these two things shall come to thee in a moment, in one day, the loss of children and widowhood, in their full measure shall they come upon thee. There's the measure, right? In the multitude of thy sorceries and the great abundance of thine enchantments. Yep, between the eagle of America and the elite leaders, we got a problem. Then the person turned to their right and left the room. I don't know the gender of the person and did not see their head. Okay. Well, that leads us to this. I'm going to again give you portions of the vision of the end of the world given to Sarah Hoffman. And I believe what Sarah saw here is something that, or a revelation that spans a period of time of over 7 years. After her suicide in 1979, the Lord sent Sarah back to Earth to repent and share a warning of the end of the world. And she evangelized very much the Mormons with this revelation. Of course, the Mormons need to hear this too. They weren't going to hear this from any of their leadership, but Sarah came back to share it with them, and I'm very glad of that. Okay, this panoramic view of Earth came into view. This is her revelation. And then came closer and closer, like I had been out in space and was flying toward it. As the world zoomed up to me, I saw the whole world and then the various countries. I don't know the countries of the world very well, but as I looked at these lands, I instinctively knew what countries they were. I was looking at the Middle East and watched as a missile flew from Libya and hit Israel with a big mushroom cloud. I knew that the missile was actually from Iran, but people from Iran had been hiding it in Libya and fired it. Okay, this particular part is not quite what we've heard recently about the deceptive missile that starts things, but these two things could be running side by side. So I'm not going to deny it, you know. Let me say, dreams that are from this far back can be changed by people who read these dreams and pray to God. They can be changed. Things can be changed. Okay? Then it's our job to find out what's changed and what's not, right? I knew that it was a nuclear bomb. Almost immediately, missiles started flying from one country to another, quickly spreading to all over the world. Well, since this dream was given, the saints through prayer could have changed any of this nuclear war stuff. It's possible. There is at least a world war between the Alliance and the Deep Strait, but this time it has not become nuclear. In a much more recent dream, Garrett, which I'm going to share with you in a minute, saw a limited exchange. That could mean that God has delayed or put off this nuclear world war, okay? Because there is going to be, I believe, a nuclear world war, but it will be at Armageddon. And the Alliance has said that there would be a fake World War III, and we can see the stage being set. And I have said for months that this could end up being a real world war and that the deep state is professional at getting in the middle and shooting both ways in order to start wars. They've done this to sacrifice people because they're Satanists. And they've done this to make money off the system and on and on. So indeed, in Revelation chapter 6, we see the second seal brings what looks like a world war. A covenant is being put together as Nasara Jisara. Revelation 16, 1 through 8. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seven seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying, as with a voice of thunder, "Come." And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat thereon had a bowl, and there was given unto him a crown, and he came forth conquering and to conquer. And I've taught that this is Jesus in the man-child ministries, like Moses judged Egypt, right? And, of course, and when he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, "Come," and another horse came forth, a red horse, and to him that sat thereon it was given to take peace from the earth. hey, we're there. And that they should slay one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. And it could be world war. We are seeing a lot of people dying. A lot of this war has not been on the media because the media is traitors. But the world is going on. This world war is going on. And it's between the deep state and the alliance. And the deep state is losing, thank God. And when he opened the third seal, I heard the living creature saying, come. And I saw, and behold, a black horse. And he that sat thereon had a balance in his hand. And I heard as it were a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, a measure of wheat for a shilling, and three measures of barley for a shilling. And the oil and the wine hurt thou not. Well, this shows food is scarce and expensive. And, of course, that brings famine for the have-nots, especially, whoever that might end up being. And verse 7, and when he opened the fourth seal, I heard a voice from the fourth living creature saying, come, and I saw, and behold, a pale horse, and he that sat upon him, his name was Death, and Hades followed with him. Yes, death is coming to an awful lot of people from these plagues. And Hades is following them, okay? No, I don't say all of them, but God is taking out some ignorant Christians and they're paying the penalty for their disobedience to God's word. And some of them will be with the Lord, but many will die and miss the kingdom. And there was given unto them authority over a fourth part of the earth. Well, it's clear that the depopulationists ultimately get their way. Mike Adams and Steve Quayle interview warn about the planned and orchestrated extermination of the human race. The verse goes on, the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword, with famine, and with death. And a footnote for death here in the numeric says, or pestilence. Now that agrees with a lot of the rest of Scripture. And it goes on to say, and by wild beasts of the earth. Now let me say, the sword, famine, and pestilence were used several times when the Scriptures speak of Babylon taking down the apostates and their system. So that's a common thing there. And now it appears that numerics is pointing this out in this particular place where the word death is used. Okay. I also saw that many nuclear explosions did not come from missiles, but from ground bombs of some kind. And I knew that in the future there would be a nuclear war throughout the world. I agree with that too. What I disagree with it is that it's going to happen right now. Okay. So this is certainly true at the end of the tribulation, but it is still true that it's only a possibility of that happening this today. I think we're going to have a nuclear exchange, but I think it's going to be a limited nuclear exchange. There was no communication or anything anywhere in the country. Well, communications, it doesn't take many nukes to take out your communications, okay? And they're also talking about bringing the internet down to switch over to the new internet connected through Starlink satellites. But the switch over could be interrupted by the pandemic. And any kind of nukes, right? Mm-hmm. So, we will watch this and see what happens. So, nothing worked. No radios or TVs, she said, because the electricity didn't come up, right? Mm-hmm. I watched people throw rocks and break windows to steal TVs, which I thought was really crazy because they wouldn't work. And immediately as I watched, this happened in the United States, and I jumped back to the Middle East and I saw the same thing in Israel, the same sores, and I realized that it was the same types of disease or sickness happening there too. I knew somehow that whatever diseases had been used in the United States were also being used in Israel. This lasted for only an instant, and I was back in the United States. There was a tremendously long winter that lasted into summer. Well, I think we might have just seen that. Matter of fact, it's pretty cold in the morning still. You know, we just had a long winter, and it is still getting cold. And here we are in the beginning of June, right? It caught everyone by surprise and started the full famine. Well, that's true. We planted plants. I have flowers out there that started having blooms, and the blooms went bad because it got cold. The roses went bad because it got cold. Now they're coming back pretty good. But so the crops were the same thing. The crops were confused. And actually, I realized, she said, that the long winter actually just increased the famine greatly to its full measure because the famine had already been in progress because of the storms, droughts, floods, and other plagues that had been happening over the few years leading up to the long winter. Oh, to say nothing of the fact that the deep state was bombing, or firebombing, food factories, and has done quite a few of them. They've done their best to destroy, through weather warfare, the crops, and also to destroy the food factories. It seemed then that the year following the long winter, which could be this one, was when everything started to go downhill very quickly, or things piled up one on top of the other without any breaks. And we've been knowing this for a long time, that when these things started, all of the warnings that we've received that people thought were wrong were going to start happening. And they were going to happen in rapid succession, right? The sense of time was not very clear because I was seeing several things that seemed to happen all at the same time or very close together. Well, this sounds like our current media news cycle, right? Note the Book of Revelation is not a series of consecutive happenings from the beginning to the end. In several places, the same time periods are being spoken of, but in a different way, in a different parable. And in this revelation, I believe it's the same way. Yeah. So during and after the long winter, the disease spread everywhere and increased in severity. And they're attempting to do that now, obviously. Monkeypox, smallpox, Ebola, whatever. The economy was completely gone, and the electricity was also gone. There was complete chaos and anarchy all over the United States. There was no government. Just a total breakdown. There was no food at all. I saw people trying to get food and were completely panicked because there was no food. And I saw people digging in the ground for worms and eating them because they were so hungry. Let me just say, at this point, at the end of May, beginning of June, the plan is crash the economy, the electricity, the internet, and the food supply. So this vision has been extremely accurate. And we must ask God for mercy for those that He has chosen. The one thing I think may not be correct is that that we will begin this process with a world nuclear conflagration. It'll be bad enough, but it's not going to be a world nuclear war at this time, I'm convinced. And also during this time, I became aware that there was very little water and that almost all of the water had become poisoned, so that if a person drank the water, they would get the disease and die. Many did drink the water, knowing that they would die because they were so thirsty. Some of the people seemed to go crazier and went around in gangs killing people just for the sake of killing, and others killed for food or for things, but the people who killed just to kill were absolutely terrible. And I'm skipping down through here a little bit. I want to get to a point. Husbands would kill their wives and children for food or water. Mothers would kill their children. It was absolutely horrible beyond description. Well, I believe it's here that the New Age people will discover that man is not inherently good, as they say, but is capable of the worst, things that even beasts don't do. And the Bible, of course, confirms this. Ecclesiastes 3:19 says, "Yea, they have all one breath. Man hath no preeminence above the beasts." In other words, a non-born again man is a beast. "And for all is vanity." And not to mention that the tribulation came and not their 1,000 years of peace. "Because there is no peace to the wicked, saith the Lord." So a lot of people are going to get their eyes open with the things that are coming. And, you know, the alliance is riddled with these people that don't believe there's a book of Revelation and that 1,000 years of peace is coming in because of all this. So they're going to get a rude awakening. "And the air seemed to be filled with smoke as many buildings and cities burned and no one put them out. And as I looked upon the scene of chaos, destruction, and smoke, I noticed that there were these little pockets of light scattered all over the United States. There were, I would guess, about 20 or 30 of them, and I noticed that most of these places of light were in the western part of the United States, with only 3 or 4 in the east." Amen. I agree with that. "These places of light seemed to shine through the darkness and caught my attention, and so I concentrated on them, asking, 'What are these things?' And I could then see that they were people who had gathered together, and they were on their knees, and they were praying. The light was coming from them, and I understood that it represented their goodness and love. And I understood that they had gathered together for safety, and that they cared more for each other than for themselves. And some of the groups were small, with only a few hundred people, but others groups were what seemed several thousand. Still, it seems like Noah and the Ark, right? A very few saved and a lot of people going to destruction. I realized that somehow many, if not most, of these cities of light had been established just before the disease attack, and that they were very organized, and it was like they had known what was coming and had prepared for it. I didn't see who or what had organized them, but I saw many people struggling to get to them and with nothing but what they could carry." We've had revelations of all of this. Yeah. "And these cities of light, I believe, where the woman church's refuge is prepared, according to Revelation 12, from the dragon serpent." So everything is going to be fulfilled just according to the scriptures. "And these cities of light," she said, "had food where sharing their food with these those who joined them in their groups. And there was peace and safety in the groups." Then the nuclear war, which had started when, in this dream, the Iranian missile was fired at Israel from Libya, and then the invasion of the U.S. by Russia and China and other nations towards the end of the tribulation began. Okay, that's my note. Okay. And she went on to say, as I was looking at the cities of light, I then saw missiles coming and hitting some other cities, and mushroom clouds started happening all over the United States. Some were from missiles that I knew came from Russia, and others were not from missiles, but were from bombs that were already in the United States. And they were hidden in trucks and in cars and were exploded. Mm-hmm. I specifically saw Los Angeles, Las Vegas, and New York hit with bombs. New York was hit with a missile. There it is again. But I think that Los Angeles was hit by a truck bomb, or actually several, because I didn't see any missile. I also saw north of Salt Lake City have a mushroom cloud, a small one, but no missile. Almost right on top of these mushroom clouds, I saw Russian troops invading the United States. Well, we know we have seen this at the end of the tribulation period. As a matter of fact, we've had revelations where Russian troops came in and liberated the Christians who were under the next oppressive regime in the United States. Okay. And I saw them parachuting into a lot of places, primarily from the East Coast. And I saw them parachute into Salt Lake City. I also saw Chinese troops invade from the West Coast near Los Angeles. Yes. And this is what we've known would come at the end of the tribulation by many revelations. And the people who were still alive started fighting with them with their own guns. And I didn't see any military. So, again, I'm skipping through here a little bit. This was the nuclear war that I had seen earlier, and I knew that it was also happening all over the world like I had seen previously. I did not see much of this war, but I was impressed that it was not very long and that the Russians and the Chinese lose. But I don't know how exactly. This kind of reminds us of George Washington's vision when the angels came to help and cast off the invaders. Amen. So let me say, this revelation appears to cover from just before the tribulation to the end of the tribulation in the great and terrible day of the Lord. However, this next revelation I'm going to share with you appears to bring us back to the beginning and only covers that. Very similar to what you had, but not quite the same. And it stops short of a worldwide nuclear war at the beginning. So maybe God has had mercy through the prayers of the saints who read this revelation that I just shared. And, you know, God does change things. We've seen this happen many times. So this next one is nuclear exchange, Russia and the United States. This is a limited nuclear exchange. Garrett Crawford, 4/29/22 is when he received the most recent part of this revelation. It was stretched out over a number of years. I remember watching the war in Ukraine taking place over my dad's house like an open vision, but it was something tangible that I was actually experiencing. Well, like the death angel that passed over the houses of the Israelites, this war and its fallout will pass over the overcomers of God. I saw that America had been assisting Ukraine. I even saw America launching attacks to aid Ukraine. But there was a grave mistake made, and an American missile had been launched accidentally, and it hit a Russian target. Well, this is only officially accidental, I'm convinced. The deep state has been provoking the nuclear option and would love to escalate this conflict into a world war to continue to deflect attention away from the D-class of all their evil crimes that are coming to light, and to depopulate, and to try to derail the 2022 midterm elections so that they can hold on to power. And also they want to bring down the RV situation because it's going to plunder them. So they want to do something to distract from that. And also it was admitted that the U.S. helped the Ukrainians sink the Russian flagship Moskva, and it was an American missile. Now, no one would come out and admit this unless they wanted the Russians to retaliate. Well, that failed, okay? But it was an attempt. It failed. So this accident caused the whole world to stop. Everyone wondered what Russia would do, but no one expected that Russia would retaliate against America. If they shoot a nuclear missile at you, if Putin did not answer, he would be out of there. Let me say, Putin has come out publicly and warned that any attack on Russia by NATO or U.S. and Western forces during this Ukraine conflict would be reciprocated, presumably against the deep state cities. That's because he knows who the real enemy is. Then I watched what appeared to be a large missile silo open and a projectile coming out and was fired at America. The missile hit America inside her borders and everyone was in a state of shock. No one actually believed Russia would retaliate, but they did, with fierce wrath. Well, Putin and Russia have been fighting the deep state long before Trump started doing it. They too became allies in this alliance against the deep state. And alongside the U.S. and China, they would know that this missile is coming from the deep state and would pick their targets accordingly. Once again, I say that God's elect should leave the sin cities. These are democratically leftist cities. They are deep state cities. He would be aiming at them. The weapon they used made seven waves of fire blast throughout America like fiery shock waves. The sound of the weapon was like a siren. Every blast was accompanied by the most ominous siren sound. Seven blasts and seven sirens. Well, this seems to be a multiple warhead missile. But also, these seven blasts could be announcing that the seven trumps of the tribulation are about to begin. After the last blast, I looked outside and America was on fire. And I asked Garrett, and he said it could have been multiple warheads. But he did say just one missile was launched from each side. So, of course, their missiles have multiple warheads. So, and after Russia struck, he said, with their missile, they did not continue. Mercifully, they did not continue. It was like an eye for an eye. And I felt in the dream that America, in other words, deep state America, was playing a dangerous game with Russia that backfired. And even though the military has moved interceptor missiles to the coast in the night, they evidently didn't intercept this one. And I don't think they can. Their missiles, the Russian missiles, have multiple warheads that spread out to different areas and are considered by many to be unstoppable due to their evasive maneuvers and extreme speed, something that we don't have. Okay, everyone in America was in complete disbelief, I heard a man say. I can't believe they did it. I can't believe they actually attacked us. And after the blast, I surveyed the damage and my dad's house was still standing. Praise the Lord. We're talking about our dad. His house is still standing. Yes. Both my dogs were in the house with me and survived. I opened the front door, I believe that's Jesus, and my cat was there. So I'm extrapolating from this that many of the rebellious who are ultimately God's elect will return to the Father's house of bread, which will still be standing. Praise the Lord. He had survived the carnage, even though he had been outside of the house. Talking about the cat. Yep, they're outside the house, all right. They're rebellious, right? For many years, I have gotten dreams of an impending June judgment of a nuclear strike on New York City. Here we are. It's June, and it's after the long winter. Well, we're not quite after it because it's still pretty cold in the morning sometimes. But they have started to begin again recently. So his dreams began again recently concerning this judgment. And as I look at all of them together, I lay them on top of each other like projector transparency sheets. I finally see the whole image. I feel like the picture is now complete. I believe I know the appointed season this judgment will occur. For all who are listening and reading, please know it is even at the doors. Like the children's game, Mousetrap, there are things in motion right now that cannot be stopped. Well, this is better than a worldwide nuclear conflagration, but let's pray and ask for mercy of the Lord on this, okay? Revelation 6 and 2, I saw and behold a white horse, he that sat thereon had a bow. There was given unto him a crown, and he came forth conquering and to conquer. And when he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, Come, and another horse came forth, a red horse, and to him that sat thereon it was given to take peace from the earth, and they that should slay one another, and there was given to him a great sword. And I would say that's by nuclear plagues, weather warfare, tectonic warfare, all of these things. This is what's happening. And people are going to think these things are natural, some, but they're not. So, U.S. is preparing to approve advanced long-range rocket system for Ukraine as Russia warns of crossing a red line. Here we see we're headed towards a fulfillment of this prophecy here. And this is CNN Politics, 5/27/22. Washington, CNN, the Biden administration is beginning to step up the kind of weaponry it is offering Ukraine by sending advanced long-range rocket systems that are now the top request of Ukrainian officials, multiple officials say. Well, and that's because they want to be able to strike inside Russia. They're trying to stop Russia, and they've never been able to strike inside Russia. The deep state controls the Ukraine. They want to shoot this missile. The administration is leaning towards sending, again, we're in this CNN article. The administration is leaning towards sending the systems as part of a larger package of military and security assistance to Ukraine, which could be announced as soon as next week. Okay, we're there. Senior Ukrainian officials, including President Vladimir Zelensky, have pleaded in recent weeks for the U.S. and its allies to provide the Multiple Launch Rocket System, or MLRS. The U.S.-made weapon systems can fire a barrage of rockets hundreds of kilometers, much farther than any of the systems Ukraine already has, which the Ukrainians argue could be a game-changer in their war against Russia. Well, they've lost that war. But a threat like that, they want to use to back them off. Okay. Another system Ukraine has asked for is the High Mobility Artillery Rocket System, known as HIMARS, a lighter wheeled system capable of firing many of the same types of ammunition as MLRS. Russia has in recent weeks pummeled Ukraine in the east, where Ukraine is outmanned and outgunned, and Ukrainian officials have said. The Biden administration wavered for weeks, however, on whether to send the systems, amid concerns raised within the National Security Council that Ukraine could use the new weapons to carry out offensive attacks inside Russia, officials said. That's what the threat of the dreams is showing. And on Friday, after CNN first reported the news, Russians warned that the United States will cross a red line if it supplies the systems to Ukraine, because they know the deep state will use them. They don't care if they fire back and take out Ukraine. The deep state will sacrifice Ukraine, whether they know it or not, to hit Russia and start a world war. The U.S. intends to discuss the issue of supplying Ukraine with these weapons as soon as next week. Olga Skabiva, a prominent Russian TV host, said on her high-profile show on the state network Russia One. At the present moment, the issue is being addressed by the U.S. presidential administration, so now we are not even talking about tactical weapons anymore, but about operational tactical weapons. Yeah, operational in their country. She continued, the U.S. MLRS can launch shells over 500 kilometers. And if the Americans do this, they will clearly cross a red line and we will record an attempt to provoke a very harsh response from Russia. Mm-hmm. So if Russia strikes New York while they are in Ukraine, they would have to hurry north to their land to defend it from NATO. No doubt it will pick up allies along the way, as this next revelation shows. Listen carefully. Huge Bear Alliance pointed north. NATO? This was given to Barry Klink, 5/24/22. In this dream, I was in the bedroom of a house in the country. In a mountainous area, I looked out a window to the east and saw a huge brown bear running furiously down a steep mountain headed in a northerly direction. Well, Russia coming down off of the Kingdom of Ukraine, kingdoms and mountains represent the same thing, going to defend their homeland, because they just fired a missile, maybe. Mm-hmm. And they know there's going to be retaliation, or they think there might be, or retaliation from NATO, right? So north of Ukraine is Russia. The bear was very large, healthy, and seemed as if he was very determined to get somewhere quickly. I went to another window looking north, and the bear had joined up with a group of large animals at the edge of a wooded area on a gravel road. Well, they are in Ukraine now, and going north would be to Russia, and the other large animals will ally with them, no doubt. Getting ready for a world war, right? Or preparing in case there is a world war. The group he met with was composed of very large black bear, a huge head of cattle, maybe a bull, I don't know, and two huge African elephants with big white tusks. There may have been some other animals, but I don't recall them. End of the dream. And then he said, I think that the brown bear represents Russia, the bull represents India, the elephants represent the American white hat Republicans, and their tusks represent weapons, strong tools, or machinery. Okay. Well, we know that India has joined with Russia and the U.S. against the deep state, and NATO is deep state. And it would seem that Russia is the driving force, he said, allied with the other countries mentioned, in a coming conflict, perhaps against the deep state. Yep, I agree. It's going to be a strange mix-up. NATO's destruction. This revelation was given to Michelle Rogers, 3-8-22. A few months ago, I dreamt of the word NATO and the Strong's number 1770 in Hebrew. In my dream, I heard the words, they go together. NATO and the Strong 1770, they go together. And at that time, I had only a vague understanding of NATO from my school days. That's very different now. As I logged online to learn more about NATO, the words All Eyes on NATO popped into my head. So I put that phrase into the search box. To my surprise, an article written just 5 days prior popped up in the search engine. So, in a nutshell, the article entitled All Eyes on NATO is claiming that, according to Scripture, China and Russia will break up the NATO alliance. Break up the NATO alliance. In addition, it says that China, well, this would be the CCP, as opposed to the New Republic of China. The CCP is deep state, okay? That China will also move against America, and that the alliance will not observe Article 5, and that no one will come to our aid. So, first of all, I don't doubt that some NATO countries will not stay with it to come against Russia and China. And that's because of the new division in NATO between the Earth Alliance people and the Deep State people. You see, they're not going to stick together. Mm-hmm. And, of course, getting rid of Deep State NATO is one of the plans. So, she went on to say that the number that goes together with NATO is 1770. In the Hebrew language, it means dig, to fish for, catch. And it is found in one verse in the Bible in Jeremiah 16:16. Behold, I will send for many fishers, says the Lord, and they shall fish them up. Fish them up. That was part of that word there. And afterwards I will send for many hunters, and they shall hunt them from every mountain and from every hill and out of the clefts of the rocks. Okay, so reading the article, Michelle said, and considering this verse together, I felt like it might mean that NATO would be attacked or fished for and caught, according to this scripture in Jeremiah. And here is the article, All Eyes on NATO, by Peter Salemi. And this is BritishIsrael.ca. The war rages on in Ukraine. All eyes are on NATO. Many are speculating how NATO is going to handle this conflict. Russia has one of the largest armies in the world with a large nuclear arsenal. The way that is raging on right now, it is right at NATO's front doorstep. And this comes at a time when United States, the leader of NATO, has the weakest leader in its history. Yes, and a deep state leader, you see. And Vladimir Putin says that he is now going to test the resolve of the Western powers to see if they are really united, and will they act? Why the test? He says. Well, obviously, it's to break up NATO. Yes, because they wouldn't stick together because of the recent alignment of some of them, you know, still ready to make war on Russia, and others that are allied with Russia because of the new alliance, right? And the alliance, as we've explained, is going to keep their the money flowing to these countries. Okay. Again, part of this same article, United States is weak. Under the leadership of Joe Biden, this administration has proved itself to be weak and unwilling to fulfill its obligations around the world, and the Afghan pullout proved that. That display back in 2021 of the pullout from Afghanistan showed the world that a new leader was in power and a new weak leader with no plan or foreign policy. The United States looked blundering and inept, and it dragged its allies down with it. Jen Kirby, Vox article, NATO allies are preparing for a future without America's forever wars, emphasis added, end quote, end parenthesis. The United States is a shell of its former self. The main reason is leadership. Now, while the United States Army is promoting inclusion, diversity, and other woke ideas into the military, and while the President and the Democrats are promoting the mythical utopia of wind and solar energy killing our oil and gas sector, the one thing we need to defeat our enemies, Russia, China, Iran, and others, are making huge strategic moves to solidify their power and to be the global leaders in today's postmodern liberal globalist world. Well, I'm going to say again, this is not recognizing that Russia and China are an ally of the alliance, including the U.S. The deep state CCP is the enemy here. They are the enemy of the alliance, and they will fight against that. Okay, China preparing for D-Day invasion of continental United States, question mark. Well, personally, I don't think so, okay. Mike Adams, Natural News, 5/20/22. So I'll share part of this with you and let you know why I don't think so. Leaked audio that appears to have originated from a meeting of China's top war generals. Well, this is not the Republic of China, but the Chinese Communist Party generals. Okay. And they are losing in China right now. Okay. The alliance claims to have a plan to destroy the CCP, which is the Chinese deep state. Okay. Is it a trap that they're laying for them? I don't know. It could be. So, China's top war generals reveals elaborate plans for a land invasion in the near future, waged by the People's Liberation Army. The PLA, and that is the CCP, and augmented with cyber warfare, orbital space weapons, and the activation of CCP civilians currently embedded in corporations and governments around the world. This is true. And on the other hand, Operation Disclosure has said on 6/3/22 that Starlink satellites were particle weapons that track every nuclear silo on Earth, plus in 2 seconds can vaporize and destroy every nuclear rocket that was launched, unquote. If this is so, we don't know much about the success of the CCP's plan to invade the U.S. And also, they apparently could not stop a Russian missile that dreams say is coming to the U.S. in retaliation. So, okay, maybe this is just a brag and it's not true. I don't know. I do know they may not be able to lock on the very, very fast Russian missiles that America does not have. Okay, we've seen this happen before. And the Falcons, remember? So in his podcast, Mike Adams says that the United States is not specifically mentioned in the transcript and could possibly be their plans to invade Taiwan or both countries. We have prophecies of China and Russia invading America, and we know that this will happen at the end of the tribulation, when once again the United States will have a murderous liberal government. However, the CCP does have a plan to invade Taiwan now, and may have a plan to invade the United States now, but I believe it would be to their downfall. At this time, the CCP, allied with the deep state, has plans to invade Taiwan and possibly the United States. Many don't know about the Earth Alliance of Nations that includes the so-called White Hats and the Republic of China, headed by Xi, along with the Russians. And these have a plan to take down the CCP and the deep state. So you got a lot of old warriors out there that don't know about this alliance and what it's there for and what it's doing. So there's a lot of confusion going on, okay? And I don't want to add to the confusion, but I do want to put up the possibilities, even though I believe they will not happen. So this is the bombshell that has emerged from the leaked audio out of China, for which a full English translation and transcript has now been published by whistleblower Jennifer Zhang at this link. The English translation is somewhat rough, but still very useful. So, again, it does not mention the United States. And it could be only talking about Taiwan, which I do believe that they will try to take down Taiwan. Okay. The United States is another situation. So, anyway, readying large numbers, this is again a subtitle here, readying large numbers of ocean transport vessels for the invasion. From the leaked audio transcript of the CCP, by the way, you can see China's preparedness activities. Again, they use the word China here, but China is not one anymore. Okay, so that's a mistake. Okay. You can see China's preparedness activities involving ocean vessels and how they are being readied for war. Commanders, here is a quote from what went on in the CCP. Commanders, regarding the formation of the fleet and the distribution of personnel and equipment, we are prepared to arrange it in this way. First, equip the ships with strong cadres. According to the different support items and specific uses, they are formed into three brigades, 45 squadrons, and 135 detachments. We have prepared 231 cadres to accompany the ships. Three of them are in regimental positions, 45 battalions positions, and 183 other military cadres. Second, optimize the ship's militia. Equip them with the main crews, veterans, and equipment in a mixed mode. The transportation ships are mainly manned with defense forces, medical personnel, and correspondents. 10,000-ton ships are equipped with a platoon, 1,000-ton ships with a squad, and 100-ton ships with a squad. Each group of the militia is mainly composed of defense forces and main equipment operators. By the way, these boats are commercial boats they're hiding in, from what I understand. Third, load the ships with high-tech equipment. Follow the latest tasks needed of the maritime militia and equip the militia with a variety of unmanned equipment, radar, sonar, and other high-tech equipment. Altogether, there are more than 2,000 sets. That's the end of the report. The transcript also, he says, makes reference to elements of drone warfare, cyber warfare, space weapons, specifically mentioning Huawei as a large company whose resources are needed to support China's war efforts. As to the 2,000 pieces of high-tech equipment, 480 drones and 70 unmanned boats are currently secured in place. We need to seize the moment to transfer, they went on to say. Superiors asked us to mobilize 21 network attack and control detachments. We've mobilized 15. With a current shortage of 6 detachments and 60 people, we also lack 32 attack and control system industry network experts talents. Our advice is to mobilize Waxnin, I think, I'm not sure, Huawei, Tencent, and other key high-tech enterprises and enhance the corresponding distribution to meet the needs of the troops. Well, we can see here that the division of China between the Republic and the Deep State, CCP, has weakened the CCP. It's very doubtful that they would succeed in taking down the United States, but Taiwan, of course, is a much easier target. And again, the United States isn't mentioned here, okay? In Shenzhen, we can find all satellite-supporting enterprises. Can we take the initiative to take advantage of this area to contribute to the participation of the war to support the front? Well, notice the uncertainty here. And it goes on. Commander, at present we rely on Zhuhai Orbita, Shenzhen Aerospace, Dongfeng Hong, a satellite company, Fohan Delia, and Jiyue Laboratory. I'm sorry, I'm murdering these, I know. And have formed 4 satellite detachments. We have in total 16 low orbit satellites with a 0.5 to 10 meter global remote high, ultra high optical resolution sensing and imaging capabilities so they can watch us, right? In addition, China's war leader made strong reference to the psychological operations that will be waged by their government to control the population as they wage war against the West, he has. Well, we have heard from the alliance people earlier that Taiwan will unite with the Republic of China, not the CCP, but retain its military and government. Is the CCP headed for a trap? Their hatred of Xi and their right wing is well known. They are a divided country. I don't think CCP is ready to hit America. I just don't think so. And first, we need to strengthen the protection in political field. Look at the recent several regional wars, especially, this is again, you know, what they spoke about in their secret meeting, their not-so-secret meeting, especially the Russian-Ukrainian conflict war situation. If you look at the big picture, the United States and the West will try everything to slander us, smear us, in an attempt to confuse right and wrong, to shake our will to win a just and decisive battle. This is interesting words coming from the CCP. We must give full play to public opinion, legal struggle, psychological war, and militia teams to strengthen the guidance of public opinion and psychological protection and cohesion of patriotic support for the positive energy of the military front. Well, let me just say, Mike Adams is convinced that the CCP's plan, or China, he just uses the word China, but it's the CCP's plan to invade the United States. But all historic enemies of the United States have formulated plans to invade the United States. It's the common thing that's done. And the U.S. has formulated plans to invade them. And this only proves one thing, and that is that you can't wait until a war starts to formulate a plan. So every country out there who is an enemy of the United States has formulated such a plan. Even Russia, who now has a unity with the so-called White Hats in the United States. So we need to ask for wisdom from the Lord on these things. Anybody that's not following with the alliance and the deep state war, and don't know what's going on, they might be old soldiers, and they've all got this other plan in their mind, you know, they're not going to know what's going on. I do believe we're injecting here the rest of the story. So my thinking is that the CCP may attack Taiwan. And, of course, they've been allied with our leftist government to overthrow the United States. But the biggest part of the military is against it. They've been watching it, and they've been scuttling it along the way. They're taking down their shipping containers that have missiles in them all across the United States. This was part of their plan. They're taking them down. They're disarming them. So anyway, I just think that people need to, especially these old soldiers, they need to rethink this situation. At any rate, time will tell, and I'm open to anything the Lord would show us, but I believe it has to be the Lord showing us. There's so much confusion out there about what's really going on that many people are just reading the wrong story. And well, Father, we ask for success of the alliance to bring down the deep state in every country that it's in. And that's because they're Satanists. You know, they've killed millions of children and sacrificed them for adrenochrome and other purposes, other nasty purposes. Lord, this is the worst criminal organization that people have been pledging allegiance to, unknowing to themselves. And it needs to come down. And I thank you that at least the Trump alliance is much more favorable to Christians and will support the rebuilding of the kingdom of God. So for now, I say we should stick with them and bring down the CCP and the deep state, which are basically now one and the same. And the deep state in NATO has to come down some kind of a way. And could be that the Russians and the Chinese will cause a separation, a division in NATO to where it's not able to stand, and they know they're not able to stand, and they're not going to attempt anything against Russia. Okay? But the Russians, I believe, could be, after, if they do shoot a nuke, a multiple warhead nuke in the United States, I believe they would rush home quickly to defend their nation, thinking that any time NATO will be jumping on them. So that's what I believe is showing from this revelation here. And Father, we don't know much, and we ask to know more, but we ask to know it from your perspective. We're asking you to send us dreams, visions, revelations, prophecies that would help us to understand this. There's too many voices out there that are confused and relying on their old soldiers to give them the story that they don't know. So, Father, we just ask in Jesus' name, give us wisdom, Lord. Open our minds, Lord, and thwart much of the plan of the deep state to depopulate the world. They ultimately are going to do it. We know that from the book of Revelation. We just pray it's not right now. And at any rate, Lord, we know that you're going to use their own weapons on them, because that's what happens to factions against their own people. The traps that they lay, they fall into it themselves. The scriptures tells us that over and over and over. So glory to God. We believe that the deep state is going to shoot themselves in the foot. And we believe they're going to bring themselves down. And not before they've brought the deep state in the church down. We have that revelation too, and we've talked about it before. They have a job to do, and it is to bring down apostate Christianity so that the real church, the come-outers, right, come out from among them, crowd is able to follow the reformers into the wilderness. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You are so wise, and we are so foolish, and we need your help. We ask you in Jesus' name, Father, pour out your Spirit upon us. Give us your wisdom. Give us discernment. And Lord, we pray for President Trump. We pray that we bind all witchcraft that the world witches are firing at right now. We bind all witchcraft coming against him. We cast it all down in the name of Jesus Christ. And they have tried many times to destroy him. And so far, so good, they failed. And but we thank you, Father, for protecting him and all of his resources and all of the people that are working towards the alliance to bring down the deep state. We bind the witchcraft coming against these people, against the generals, against the planners. We bind the witchcraft coming against the AI computers that they use. Yes. So the AI computers is what they're saying is telling them when to go and what to do and so on and so forth. Well, we know that God controls those AI computers. And we know that sometimes he permits the witches to control them if he wants to stop something from happening. So, Lord, we pray against these witches. We cast down their power in the name of Jesus Christ. We say that what you say in the scriptures that Cyrus will do, Cyrus will do. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thank you for the victory. Thank you for wisdom given to Cyrus. And thank you, Lord, that they are going to bring down a Babylonish deep state. And but we still have troubles coming. The church is going to go through terrible troubles. Why else would there be lighted refuges out there for Christians to go to if there wasn't a continuation of trouble? And the trouble, of course, is to bring down the deep state in Christianity. Yeah, exactly. Those leftists that are controlling a lot of Christianity and are in the pulpits and so on and so forth. Father, we thank you for bringing that down, opening the eyes of the people, letting them see what is around them, And we know that these troubles that are coming are doing it. Also, the preachers out there who advised all of their people to go and take the vaccine and are now seeing them falling like flies, their people are catching on that their leadership did not know what to do. And more foolish mistakes by the apostate leadership will cause Babylon to conquer them, just as they did with Zedekiah when he was head of Israel. Well, Father, Jerusalem. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for wisdom for us. We ask, Lord, that you be with us and continue to show us what to pray and what to pray against and what to leave alone until these vessels of dishonor do their work, which you also own. So thank you, Father, for that, in Jesus' name. All right, saints, God bless you. Thank you so much. I hope this helped you a little bit. And we'll do this again. Amen.